Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. We have an action-packed programme tonight, as always, and this week we are celebrating Christian Unity, for this is the week of prayer for Christian Unity. So let's begin with a song which reminds us that our unity lies not in ourselves, but in He who has the whole world united in His hands.
In His hands, He's got you and me, brother. In His hands, He's got you and me, brother. In His hands, He's got the whole world in His hands.
He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the
everybody here.
In His hands.
He's got everybody here.
In His hands.
He's got everybody here.
In His hands.
He's got the whole world in His hands.
He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands.
He's got you and me, brother. In His hands, He's got you and me, brother. In His hands, He's got you and me, brother. In His hands, He's got the whole world in His hands.
He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole.
So this is the week of prayer for Christian unity. And much need of it too, I hear you cry. One of the great stumbling blocks to Christian faith is the behaviour of Christians, down through the centuries and today. There are divisions, splits, rows, separations, huff-taking, so many different flavours to the ice cream and denominations, animosity, sectarianism, bigotry, persecution and war even. Could I just say, it's not quite so bad as all that, right at the moment, but yes, Christians do have a lot to repent of in terms of Christian disunity. Let Dolly Parton speak for us.
Hello, God. Are you out there? Can you hear me? Are you listening anymore? we're still on speaking terms. Can you help me like before? I've questioned your existence. My resistance leaves me cold. Can you help me go the distance? Hello, God. Hello, hello. This old world has gone to pieces. Can we fix it? Is there time? Hate and violence just increases. We're so selfish, cruel and blind. We fight and kill each other in your name, defending you. Do you love some more than others? We're so lost and confused. Hello, God, are you out there? Can you hear us? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God, if we're still out speaking time.
Yes, Christians do have sins to repent of. Yes, we have contradicted the gospel of love which we preach to others. Yes, the body of Christ has been crucified internally. But the exceptions do not disprove the rule. Normally, most Christians, most of the time, get on well with each other. We hear bad news quickly and loudly, but the good news tends to be slower to leak out and kept more confidentially. So let me spill some beans here about what is happening in Saltcoats. It's happening elsewhere too, but I can only speak about what I know about. Saltcoats has a minister's fraternal which meets monthly. All the clergy, priests, pastors and ministers in the town meet together as a mutual support group and to plan things like the town Christmas carol service and the Good Friday Walk of Witness. Our own congregation, the North Parish Church, has an annual service of lessons and carols at Christmas with the Salvation Army. It's lovely to have their band music. In Holy Week, leading up to Easter, we have the Baptist Drama Group, St. Mary's Roman Catholic Guitar Group, Adelaide College's Music and Drama Team, and so on. Our prayer group often joins with St. Brendan's Roman Catholic Prayer Group. In a world where people prey upon their neighbours, we like to pray with and pray for our neighbours. On a wider scale, the congregations in our town join together to raise money for Christian Aid. Christian Aid is a charity which belongs to the British Council of Churches. There is also ACTS, Action of Churches Together in Scotland. And of course, there is the World Council of Churches. So let's celebrate the Christian unity which we do have. This next song has in mind a man and a woman in Christian marriage, but it equally applies to congregations united in love in Christian service.
If I said I loved you, what would you say? And if I said I needed you, would it frighten you away? If I said I loved you and I wanted you to be my one and only lover eternally? You and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you. On our own we'd break, with him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me. Love is really fragile, and if it's gonna last, we gotta start by giving Jesus future, present, past. I ache the way I love you, but baby it's sink or swim. And when we look back years from now, we're gonna owe it all to him. You and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you. On our own we'd break, with him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me.
So why exactly is Christian unity important? Why bother working at it? Well, several reasons. Non-church people often accuse the church of being divided and unloving towards each other. They say we contradict the very message of love that we preach. So we need to practice what we preach. We need to show the love. We also need to be united so we can achieve more. We don't build roads and schools and hospitals on our own, nor can we change the world and build the kingdom of God on our own. It's also a natural thing for those who love each other and who believe similar things and who love the same Jesus to come together and share what they have in common. If we both can pray Our Father which art in heaven, then that makes us brothers and sisters. We seek Christian unity also because our Heavenly Father likes to see his children get on with each other. Not only does he like it, he commands it. And the whole point of Christian church life is to show people a better way of life. In a world full of division and fighting, we are here to show how people can live happily united together in Jesus. So let us break bread together and celebrate our communion, fellowship, and unity in him. Don't you think that diversity is a good thing, but division is a bad thing? God created many different plants, but they can grow happily side by side in the one garden. God created many animals, but they can grow happily side by side in the wild. God created many different people, but they can grow happily side by side in the same street, or in the same house, the same classroom, the same workplace, the same congregation, one church. God could have made us all the same, but that would be boring. All male, think about it, or all female, all Baptist, all Episcopalian. God thought it would be much more exciting and interesting and fun to create us all so very different and then dare us to get on with each other. There is nothing wrong with a bit of diversity and variety. What is wrong is when we fight about it and think that we are the whole jigsaw just because we've got a bit of it. The wonderful truth which we celebrate, especially this week, is that the one and only living God has only one church, not many churches. We live together on one planet as one human race, with one God and Father, one Lord Jesus Christ, who lived and died and rose again once and for all. We have one Holy Spirit, one Bible, one church. The one human race comes in many varieties, and so does the one church. Our diversity is something beautiful and enriching, but our unity, our oneness, is also beautiful and precious and worth celebrating and singing about. Here's a duet showing unity in diversity, and the harmony which only comes from singing from the same song sheet, as they say. Here's Cliff Richard and Helen Shapiro. They're singing about Jesus being the head and his one church being his body. The Bible loves this picture of Jesus as his church being so united that they're as close as a head and a body. The body has many parts, but all are coordinated by the head. In the same way, the church has many types of people, but we're all coordinated by our God Jesus.
Zaftani, Abba, El Shaddai, to God I give my life. And we being many are one body in Messiah. With God as our Father, who loves us as a mother loves her newborn child.
Love one another,
the great I am who cried.
shall I turn to God? I give my child, who loves us as a mother loves her newborn child.
Who loves us, your sister, his brother, a mother. Who loves us, your sister, his brother, a mother.
The Bible is full of pictures to describe Jesus and his church, like Jesus is the head and we, his church, are the body. Jesus is the good shepherd, we are his one flock. Jesus is the bridegroom, we are his bride married to him. Jesus is the vine bush, we are all branches. Jesus is the cornerstone, we are all living stones making up a living building, all built upon him. Jesus is the commander-in-chief, we are his salvation army. The Bible doesn't mention this one, but I like the idea. He is the conductor and we are his orchestra. The funny thing about an orchestra is that the main man, the conductor, never makes any sound at all. But he still organizes and is responsible for all the sounds which the orchestra makes. He is the unifying force. Jesus may be quiet and even invisible, but he does rule nearly 2 billion people's lives today. More than that, he orchestrates the whole universe, forever. It is our privilege and pleasure to be a willing helper in his gang, in his band, in his orchestra, eagerly responding to his instructions. Well, to finish tonight, here is a hymn summing up Christian unity. It's a lighter-hearted children's song by Ian White, but it has a very profound meaning to it. So I wish you all a very pleasant, happy, interesting and exciting week of prayer for Christian unity. See you next week.
How many legs has a centipede got? I don't really know, but I think it's quite a lot. He doesn't need socks and he doesn't need shoes, but imagine if he had to wear Wellington boots. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. Come on, little centipede, come on, little centipede, come on, little centipede, come and play. Well, his legs go up and his legs go down, and they all work together to carry him around. And if one gets a blister, then I haven't got a doubt that the others all try to help him out. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. Come on, little centipede, come on, little centipede, come on, little centipede, come and play. Well, God made the centipede in you and me, and it makes him happy when we agree. We're part of a body with a part to play. Let's remember that today. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. So come on, little centipede, come on, little centipede, come on, little centipede, come and play. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. Come on, little centipede, come on, little centipede, come on, little centipede, come and play. come and play, 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 come and play.